This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, dear friends. It's been a while, but I wanted to come say hello before the end of the year. So I want to wish everybody, all my chavirim, ketiva v'chatima tova, and shefa bracha v'hatzlacha. This morning, we lifted up the Sefer Torah for Hagbah. And if you looked in the Sefer Torah, you'll see in this week's parasha a big letter. There's a big letter in Parashat Nitzavim. There's a big lamed. Big lamed. Vayashlichem. A big lamed. What's the big lamed doing there? Says L'chida, the big lamed, stands for Limud Torah. It's one of the big things we focus on during this time of the year. Limud Torah. In fact, we say every day, every morning, every night, L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi. In L'David we say, Achat Sha'alti Me'et Hashem. We're only asking God one thing. Shifti B'Veis Hashem Kol Yimei Chaya. Actually, it's very interesting. In L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, every single letter of the Aleph Beis appears, except for one letter. You notice that? There's one letter that doesn't appear in L'David Hashem. There's no Gimel. There's no Gimel in L'David Hashem. Gimel, the Gemara says, stands for Gemol Dalim. Chesed, Tzedakah. As important as chesed is, as important as tzedakah is, in Elul, the big lamed, limud Torah, is by far the most important thing. So somebody came to the chida with the following shaila. What's more important? To say the whole slichot with the tzibur, or to learn more? Sometimes, a person has a dilemma. You could go to an extra shir, you could learn more Torah. What's more important? Slichot or limud Torah? Says the Chida, Slichot. Slichot. As important as Limud Torah is, you cannot give up even one word of Slichot for Limud Torah. He brings from one of the Kadmonim, the name of the Sefer is Tor Bareket. Tor Bareket was written by Reb Chaim Kohen. He was from the Rabbanim of Aram Tzoba. He's buried in Livorno. He used to be buried near the Chida. The Chida now is in Har Menuchot. Near him is Tor Bareket. Tor Bareket teaches many tzaddikim, many tamidei chachamim, many rosh yeshiva, they give up their limud Torah to say slichot. Now, you know, you guys have been saying slichot the whole month. I didn't even start yet. We start Matzoy Shabbos, the week before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll argue about if that's fair or not, but that's the reality. We start Matzoy. Now, where is the remez to start Slichot this Matzoy Shabbat? The numerical value, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, the Rishonim say, La'amod L'Slichot. The numerical value of the Parsha before Rosh Hashanah, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, the numerical value is exactly La'amod L'Slichot, says Mate Moshe. Did you notice there's something missing in this Pasuk? What's missing? A letter. You know which letter is missing? Lamed. The Lamed is missing. Why? Atem nitzavim hayom kolchem l'tnei Hashem alokechem. Rasheichem. What's the next word? Rasheichem. Shivteichem. Says Rashi, what do the words mean? Rasheichem shivteichem. Says Rashi, it should say Rasheichem l'shivteichem. For Rashi, it's missing a Lamed, but it means the same thing. So isn't it interesting? The pasuk in the Torah that is the source for slichot is missing a lamed. Why? It's a remez to the psak of the chida that as important as limud Torah is, b'makom slichot, take out the lamed. There's no lamed. In the pasuk that's the source for slichot in the Torah, we're missing a lamed. It's worthwhile to give up a little bit of limud Torah even to say slichot.
You have 10 days of slichot. Very
good. So you want to say that it's Atem Nitzavim is the week before for Ashkenazim. For Sfaradim, Lamed, 30 days of Slichot. Okay, good. We'll give you extra bagel. Okay? Okay. Okay. Throughout the whole Tanakh, there's a specific word used to refer to Rosh Hashanah. A very surprising word. A very unusual word. Every single time Rosh Hashanah is referred to in Tanakh, Tanakh uses the following word. You ready? I'll give you an example. Iyov, Paragalef, Pasuk Vav. Vayehi Hayoim, it was the day. Vayavoyu b'nei holayhim lehasiatzei val Hashem. And the angels came to convene by God. Says Rashi, Vayihi hayoim, was the day. What's the day? Rashi says in Eov, Rosh Hashanah. So what's Rosh Hashanah called? Hayom, the day. Or by the Akedah. It says by the Akedah, Asher yeomer hayoim bahar Hashem yera'eh. I haven't done this in a while, so my Sephardic pronunciation is a little rusty. Okay? Hayoim. Asher yeomer hayoim bahar Hashem yera'eh. You know any other examples? Remember in Sefer Melachim, when Elisha came to the Isha HaShunamis, it says, Vayehi hayoim. The Zohar writes in Pinchas, in Parshas Boy, in Parshas B'Shalach, Vayehi hayoim, it was the Yom Tif of Rosh Hashanah. You ready for this? There's a pasuk in Tehillim that describes perfectly what is Rosh Hashanah. Do you remember this pasuk? Perek Kuf Yotes. Lemishpatecha amdu hayoim ki hakol avodecha. In judgment, they stand today, everyone is your servant. Is there a better description of Rosh Hashanah than the pasuk lemishpatecha amdu hayoim ki hakol avodecha? What's Rosh Hashanah called? Hayoim. By the way, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says, the numerical value of the entire pasuk, lemishpatecha amdu hayoim ki hakol avodecha, is gematria Rosh Hashanah. Perfectly. The gematria of the pasuk, lemishpatecha amdu hayoim ki hakol avodecha, is Rosh Hashanah. You know where else Rosh Hashanah is called hayoim? The opening pasuk of the parsha that is always read the week before Rosh Hashanah. Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem. You all stand before God. Is there a better description of Rosh Hashanah than Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem? Rosheichem, mechoitei veitzecha, shoyev meimecha. It doesn't matter how great you are. It doesn't matter if you're a simple worker. Everyone stands before God. Atem nitzavim hayoim. Hayoim, Rosh Hashanah. By the way, the numerical value of the words Atem nitzavim hayoim kolchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem is the opening Mishnah of Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Kol ba'ei oylam oivrin lefanav kivnei marai. Astounding. The gematria of the opening pasuk of Nitzavim. Atem Nitzavim hayoim kulchem lefnei Hashem lekechem is the opening Mishnah of the Masechta. Kol boi ha'olam oivrin lefanav kivnei marai. Now, it's interesting. That means the opening pasuk of the Parsha. By the way, are there years that you don't read Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah? Never. Never. It doesn't matter what the calendar is. It's the one parsha that is always, no matter what, read the week before Rosh Hashanah. Atem nisam hayom kolchem lefnei Hashem lekechem. Let's scroll down to the last pasuk of the parsha read the week before Rosh Hashanah. You know what the last pasuk is? This is also perfect for Rosh Hashanah. Ha'idoisi bachem hayom. So again, it's talking about hayom, Rosh Hashanah. As hashamayim v'as ha'aretz. You tell me what this sounds like. As hachayim v'hamoves nosati lefanecha. I place life and death before you. Uvacharta b'chayim. That's the final pasuk of the parsha. So the opening pasuk starts with the word hayayim. The final pasuk starts with hayayim. You know, if you want to know what a book is about, you turn to the beginning, you turn to the end. That gives you a good idea what something's all about. If the opening pasuk of Nitzavim says Hayoim, and the closing pasuk says Hayoim, then you know what the parsha is all about. But did you notice that the word Hayoim appears more in Parshas Nitzavim than anywhere else? The entire parsha, Asher Yeshnoi Pai Imanu Oimed Hayoim Pen Yesh Bachem Hayoim, ke hayoim hazeh, asher anoichi mitzavcha hayoim, asher anoichi mitzavcha hayoim, re'inosati lefneichem hayoim, asher anoichi, again and again and again, Parshas Nitzavim begins with hayoim, it ends with hayoim, and you look through the psukim, it is repeated again and again and again. It's to tell you the main theme of this week's parsha. You see how Chazal, Beruach HaKodesh, orchestrated the most appropriate reading for the week before Rosh Hashanah, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, which again has numerical value, Kol Boi Ha'olam Oivrin Lefanav, Kivnei Mara, and the whole world passes before God like young sheep.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.